From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's military has seized power from the 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
After tanks were seen rumbling through Harare on Tuesday, soldiers took over state TV in the wee hours of Wednesday. An Army spokesman, Major General S.B. Moyo, delivered this stunning statement.
Comrade R.G. Mugabe and his family are safe and sound, and their security is guaranteed. We are only targeting criminals around him.
But the drama may be just beginning. Zimbabwe's ruling party said on social media that Mnangagwa will return and take the helm, as they say the constitution provides. For years, Mugabe is right was the rallying cry of Zimbabwe's powerful elite. Those who questioned the powerful leader were vilified or punished. But now, with Zimbabwe's strongmen suddenly silent, the questions are mounting. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Social media accounts report the mood is tense in Harare, the capital, as some businesses closed early. President Jacob Zuma, who chairs the South African Development Community and is the president of South Africa, said in a statement that he spoke to President Mugabe, who indicated he was confined to his home. South Africa is also said to be in contact with the Zimbabwean Defense Force. U.S. airstrikes coordinated with local government killed several al-Shabaab militants in Somalia. According to a statement from the U.S. Africa Command, released on Wednesday, the operation was conducted Tuesday. It was carried out about 97 kilometers northwest of the capital, Mogadishu, according to the statement. Somali leaders, including the president, declared last month that preparations are underway to attack al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. Thousands of Iranians spent a third night in the open after Sunday's massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake and hundreds of aftershocks that rocked both Iran and Iraq, killing more than 500 people and injuring thousands. The quake also caused death and destruction in Iraq's northern Kurdish provinces. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Myanmar. He expressed concern over what he called credible reports of widespread atrocities committed by security forces and vigilantes in Rakhine State, but he said broad-based economic sanctions against the country would not be advisable. Australians have voted decisively in favor of legalizing same-sex marriage. About 80% of eligible voters returned ballots by mail. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
61.6%.
This is a historic day for Australia. The emphatic result was greeted with jubilation around the country. Nearly 8 million people, about 62% of those who voted in the postal survey, are demanding that same-sex couples be allowed to marry. The result isn't legally binding, but Australia's centre-right Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is promising a new same-sex marriage bill within weeks.
They voted overwhelmingly for fairness, for commitment, for love. And now it's our job, as the Australian Parliament, all of us here, to get on with it.
The No campaign said gay marriage would threaten religious freedoms and expose children to radical views on homosexuality in the classroom. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Russia's lower house approved new legislation that could force foreign media organizations to register as foreign agents, a retaliatory response to a U.S. Department of Justice demand that Kremlin-supported television station RT register as such in the United States. And the Voice of America is investigating media reports that a staff writer published racist, sexist, and homophobic comments online under an alias. The journalist has been placed on administrative leave while the agency investigates the matter. In response to media inquiries, the VOA director Amanda Bennett said, VOA has zero tolerance for public or personal racist, sexist, or politically biased social media communications. Our policies make it very clear that such behavior is prohibited. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.